With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It was Tim Walz's night at the Democratic National Convention, the Minnesota governor accepting the party's vice presidential nomination.
We're all here tonight for one beautiful, simple reason. We love this country.
And tonight, all eyes will be on Kamala Harris as she accepts the Democrats' presidential nomination. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s third-party presidential bid could be by week's end.
RFK Jr.'s campaign says Kennedy will speak Friday about his path forward amid growing speculation that he would drop out. Earlier this week, Kennedy's running mate openly discussed the possibility, saying the campaign was considering a move to join forces with Donald Trump to limit Kamala Harris's election chances. Here at the Democratic National Convention, Harris campaign chair Jen O'Malley Dillon told Politico she doesn't think it's really going to interfere with the race too much. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance casting Kamala Harris as a co-architect of a disastrous immigration policy.
Remember that as border czar, Kamala Harris has allowed a literal invasion of this country, more than 10 million illegal aliens, and she's refused to deport the people who are already here.
Vance in North Carolina yesterday with former President Trump. Also at SRNnews.com, a strike by Canadian rail workers could have a significant impact on the supply chain, not only in Canada, but in the U.S. as well. The walkout has shut down both of Canada's major freight railroads. Seems the Biden-Harris job creation claims were a bit overstated. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says almost a million fewer jobs were created over the past year than first reported. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 50 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 31, S&P futures 6 points higher. This is SRN News. Democrats are less likely to be Christians.
The Pew Research Center has been polling members of the party and has discovered that nearly half of them, 46%, identify as something other than Christian. Most of those people are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religious faith. Compare that to 82% of Republicans who identify as Christian. These rather stark numbers go a long way toward explaining the sharp differences between the two parties on social issues. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona voters will be able to decide in November whether they want to enshrine abortion in their state constitution. The Arizona Supreme Court has ruled that a 200-word summary that abortion advocates use to collect signatures for a ballot measure is valid, clearing the way for the issue to remain on the ballot. The Arizona Secretary of State's office recently certified more than 600,000 signatures, far above the number required to put the question before the voters. This is SRN News. Well, Chick-fil-A cooking up something new, and it's something you won't find on the menu.
The restaurant chain is launching its own streaming platform. Deadline reports the fast food company is working with several production companies to create family-friendly shows, including reality series. Chick-fil-A's chairman, Dan Cathy, is a majority owner of Trilith Studios, the largest production facility in the state of Georgia. And it looks to be a new trend. This past June, Starbucks launched Starbucks Studios. Aisha Stevens reporting.
Botswana says one of the largest diamonds ever found has been unearthed at one of its mines. The Botswana government believes the huge 2,492-carat stone is the biggest discovered in the country and the second biggest ever brought out of a mine, going on display today. It's not clear if the diamond is of a high gem quality, but that weight would make it the largest diamond found in more than 100 years. More details, SRNnews.com.